Blog Talk Radio.
Live worldwide.
Word!
Come on, y'all, let's rock up.
Taking over your radio frequency. It's the Miss J in the Morning Show.
Hit me!
Miss J in the morning. Miss J in the morning.
Hey, let's go. Let's go. Hey, let's go.
Could have been dead sleeping in my grave, but you said no, wouldn't have it that way. Give me a second chance, and I thank you for that. The devil tried to get me, but you had my back. Locking in your life up just for me. You caused a lame to walk and the blind to see. Could have gave up any day, but you didn't, so all I got to say.
Cup of coffee and all that, and I'm getting all these alerts that people are waiting in line to OD on positivity. Thank you so much for those of you who are calling And, of course, we got an awesome show lined up today. Starting the show off right, Amber Bullock, Lord, you've been so good. Amber Bullock has an awesome testimony. She's one of the winners of one of the seasons. I can't remember what season it was, but from one of my favorite competition slash reality shows, whatever you want to call it, Sunday Best, which is produced by Kirk Franklin, one of the awesome artists. I don't care. I love Kirk Franklin all the way when he had, like, one of the high tops with the part in the front and had on the multicolored jacket and fell off the stage because he was crazy. And all them crazy church people said it was the devil and they didn't like him, but he was doing something different and radical. I always loved him, and he's still doing some awesome things, helping to bring out awesome artists who are putting out great music for everyone to enjoy. That's what today's theme is today, what we're going to talk about today. Today's show is going to feature all local artists or people who started out just like you and me, who said, you know what, I'm just sick and tired of the way that I am. Why don't I just give it a try? And now they're internationally known. Most of the artists today made their debut right here on Ms. J in the Morning, so we have an awesome show lined up. I'm not going to hold you up. Of course, we got some great news going on, things that are around the world that will make you take a double take. I got to share it with y'all. So make sure you stay tuned in. Those of you listening on your computer, you can call us in live, 714-816-4743. All you got to do is call in if you got to run out the house real quick and you don't want to miss any bit of the show. But make sure you keep it locked because we have the Ms. J area code check-in coming up. So all those great things that you love, all those things that you enjoy is happening right here on Ms. J in the Morning. So another winner of the great show, Sunday Best, who started out just like us as a local artist, and now they're like international, doing great things, is Leandria Johnson. She's featured next right here on Ms. J in the Morning, where we OD on positivity. We have the Ms. J Challenge. No matter what anyone says about me, no matter what anyone does to me, I make a choice today to be positive in every way. You cannot have a positive life with a negative mind. Everything that is going on in your life is happening for a reason. Everything that has happened in your life happened for a reason. The only reason why you're stuck in the things that happened in the past is because you have not let it go. You got to let it go. Even the great things that happen in your life. Ooh, the devil don't want me to say this. I'm going to get it out. I rebuke these allergies in the name of Jesus. Anyway, even the great things that have happened in your life, you have to let them go. You may have been a high school football star. That was high school. You're 50 years old now. Let it go. You may have done some awesome things in your life, but Christ came to do a new thing. It's time for you to move forward. Some of you are even held back by your past successes. God is saying, okay, you did that. That was awesome. That was great. That was 10 years ago. That was 5 years ago. That was last year. Forget the former things. I'm coming so you can do some greater and some better things. Some of you guys are still floating on some great things you did 25, 30, 50 years ago. How do you know that you're doing that? It's because the first thing people ask what you have done, you going back 18 years. Even on modern-day resumes, they only want to know what you did in the past year. They don't want to know what you did 25, 50 years ago. That does not matter right now today. God is not keeping you in your past pains nor your past successes. You got to let it go. So we're going to keep going, move forward. Here's Leandria Johnson. I'm going to take another sip of this coffee. That's what it is. Loving it. What's in your cup? Folgers is in mine. Get some orange juice, apple juice, some grape juice. Get some happiness. Non-alcoholic, y'all. Right here for Jay in the Morning, Leandria Johnson, Let It Go.
Thank you. What up, everybody? It's your boy, DJ Maestro One, and I'm listening to my home girl, Miss J, in the morning.
Put it on.
Reedy, another one from Sunday Best. Put it on the altar, the trio, the lineup starting off the show today. Jessica Reedy, Leandria Johnson, and Amber Bullock, all three ladies started out as just local artists, just girls in the church, just doing it, ain't doing much with what God gave them until they made a choice to step out on faith, make a leap of faith, whatever you want to call it, and walked into their destiny. Now they're known across the world, doing great things all over the place. Today's show, we're uplifting local artists. Those of you who are out there grinding hard, you're working a 9-to-5, going to school, then going to the studio, taking a weekend to sing at the church, then run and go back to the studio, then stand up at night to study, have your test, then go ahead and make an appearance, do a show on the weekend, do a show on a Wednesday night, then go back home to your wife, to your kids, to your family. I love it. Shout out to everybody who's international and doing the things that God has called you to do, no matter what it is. You don't necessarily have to be a singer, a dancer, or a musician. No matter what your gifting is, make sure you maximize your talents. There's a story in the Bible called the Parable of the Talents where there was a ruler who gave his servants some talents, a.k.a. some money, and was like, I'm going away. Y'all need to go ahead and do what you do with it, and when I come back, we'll go ahead and see how you do. So there were three of them, and there were two of them that went out and multiplied their talents. They went out, they did some great things, they did some awesome things, and of course, I'm paraphrasing the story because of the sake of time, so if you want to Google it, go ahead to Bible.com, and you can type in Google search the Parable of the Talents. Anyway, so the two went out, they did some awesome things with it and multiplied their money, but there was one who was scared. He said, you know what? I know my boss is, he tripped. I don't want to lose the money. I don't want to mess it up because when he get back, I don't want him to be mad and I ain't got nothing. So he buried it. He put it under the ground. He was like, I ain't going to do nothing. So when he come back, I at least got what he gave me because I ain't going to have him tripping on me. So when the boss came back, the ruler came back, he said, hey, what did you guys do? The first one said, you know what? I doubled it. He said, hey, you know what? You are awesome. I'm going to go ahead and give you a raise. The second one said, hey, I doubled mine too. He said, I'm going to give you a raise too. The third one who hit it, he said, you know what? Look, I knew you was tripping and I did not want to mess up my position on my job. So I hit it. Here's the one that you gave me. He said, you are so lazy and so foolish, you're just slothful. He was like, you know what? Give me the one that you got, and I'm going to give it to the one that made more. And he was like, get by, peace out. I don't need you in my life. And that's just how God is with our talents. Everything that he has given us, he didn't give it to us to hide it, to hoard it, or to be scared. He gave it to us to share and to multiply it. The purpose of that parable is to tell you to maximize your talents. Duplicate it. If you sit on it, God will give it to somebody who's duplicating what they have. You might be the better singer than the other person, but you're not doing anything with it. You might be the better organizer, better manager, better entrepreneur, or more skillful entrepreneur than the next person, but you ain't doing nothing with it. So what God is going to do, he's going to elevate the one that might not be able to sing or do the runs quite like you can, but they're out there pressing. They're out there duplicating CDs on their own, saving their money, promoting their products. They're on there. They have their website. Their website may not be as fancy as yours is, but they're pushing. And that's what today's show is about, getting out there pushing, supporting one another, making sure that you're maximizing all the things that you have in life. That's how we do it right here on Ms. J in the Morning. So one artist that I love, haven't kept her rotation in a while, but she's always been in my heart, a young lady that is just amazing in her vocals and even getting better, grinding and out. My sister out there, Little Rock, Arkansas, shouts out to One Girl Gospel Management, Miss Cynthia Harris, the head sister in charge, One Girl MGMT. Make sure you hit them up on their website, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube. They're on my supporters page on my website, so you can get all their information if you just go to MsJProductions.com. Here's Markella Walker right here on Ms. J in the Morning.
Hi, this is Markella Walker telling you to stay tuned to Ms. J, Ms. J, Ms. J in the Morning.
And as hard as it seems, he said, have faith and believe. Now I know that I'm ready.
Know that I'm ready.
Things
never feel his word. Spread his word down here on earth. I'm ready to go.
Like she do it. I don't have the skills in the Markella Walker right here on Miss J in the morning. A teenager, y'all. God soldier ready to go. She's got it. She's getting it. She's moving forward, moving passionately towards her purpose, her destiny in life. So make sure you log on to OneGirlGospelMGMT.com. Support your local artist. Little Rock, Arkansas. Little Rock keeps it on lock right here on Miss J in the morning. They're also on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. So all you got to do is go to MissJProductions.com, go to my supporters page, and then find a link there. And you get all the information. If you're my friend, they're my friends, so then they're your friends. Go ahead and add them and support your local artist. God Soldier by Markella Walker. Her debut is right here on Miss J in the Morning internationally. We are live worldwide right here on Miss J in the Morning where we OD on positivity. BlogTalkRadio.com/MissJProductions. Also, iArtistRadio.com. So make sure you keep it locked. Shout out to everybody who is listening around the world, getting right back into some local music out there in Texas and in L.A. The girl just goes back and forth. She's bad. But this is my girl, Toya Nash. She was right here on Miss J in the Morning, did her debut. This is a little groove that I like to listen to in the morning. She's talking about, you know what, I'm not going to trip. I'm releasing all of it today. Here's Toya Nash on Miss J in the Morning.
Today is a brighter day. Gotta make a move. Gotta work on me today. To move forward, I really have no time to play. Today, today, today. get up, don't wanna be down today.
Michelle, and I always OD on positivity, each and every day, right here on Miss J in the Morning. J in the Morning. J in the Morning. J in the Morning.
Wish
it came to pass. Yeah. Sitting here wishing for better times. Empty, lonesome, wishing they could pass some of the legacy onto me, so I can make heads turn, fans wave, and mouths flap. Dressed to the nines for Jesus, their hats match their shoes, match their purses, match their souls, and honey gold, baby blue, Georgia peach, which bled casually into bright skin tones. Beautiful ebony, pretentious tan, and highfalutin yellow. Never white, because then the motherboard would throw down, still they sit there. My inspirational gospel rainbow. Ignoring foot corns in order to reach salvation. Sweating out perms and wigs in the awesome name of Jesus. They are the skeleton of my religious experience. The cartilage between the backbone that is my fear of God. The bosom I cried into when I discovered the many levels of death and the sharp thorns of life for the first time. For the first time. Washed away like the snow, that I would look through that glorious rainbow that came to reside on the front pew and see the proverbial pot of gold brimming with the end of false hope, false love, and false promises, that the rain falling from their eyes would be the last tears any generation would ever have to shed.
And Michelle,
Speak and Michelle right here on Miss J in the Morning. That's Rainbow. She also did her international debut, released that song, first time heard ever, right here on Miss J in the Morning. All of the songs that we're playing today are local artists. Yes, just regular people like you and me who are doing extraordinary things across the globe. We're going to take a quick commercial break, y'all. When we get back, of course, we got the Miss J area code check-in. I'm keeping it flowing, paying homage where homage is due, giving my props, giving my shouts out to all of those who are out there grinding and still maximizing their talents right here on Miss J in the Morning. We're going to take a quick commercial break, y'all. Make sure you don't go nowhere. Tell everybody they still got time. Tune in, call in, listen live, 714-816-4743. Log on to blogtalkradio.com/MissJProductions or iArtistRadio.com. No matter how you get it, make sure you get it right. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back after this.
One Girl Gospel Management presents to you three distinct gospel acts with beautiful voices of praise. Ladies and gentlemen, introducing JDKT, Jesus Does Kind Things, the amazing female gospel trio. And introducing the two youngest ladies of One Girl Gospel Management, Natani Ware and Markeela Walker. You can hear the anointed sounds of all three acts on Reverb Nation or call your radio station and request them now by name. That's JDKT, Natani Ware, and Markeela Walker. CDs are available now at artist-onegirlgospelmgmt.com. Let them anoint your next event with their amazing vocal ability. For booking info, call 501-416-0031 or Facebook at One Girl Gospel MGMT. YouTube and video footage is available under One Girl Gospel MGMT. One Girl Gospel Man is making it happen.
Live worldwide, Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. BST, 10 a.m. EST. Focus. OD. Overdose on positivity. Variety show. Inspirational music. Uplifting topics, resources, spoken word artists, bands, comedians, and event promotions. Subscribe to the show. blogtalkradio.com/MIZ-J-Productions. Join us in our chat room, video cast, and special giveaways. The website, www.MizJProductions.com.
Make sure you log on to the website, MizJProductions.com. There you can find out everything that's going on with the company. We got some events coming up. I might be in your city really soon, so make sure you stay tuned to MizJProductions.com. Today's show, we are featuring all local artists, so let's get right back into some music right here on Miss J in the Morning.
You say my mommy, Miss J, Miss J, Miss J, Miss J, Miss J, Miss J, Miss J.
Your love, it's the greatest thing I've encountered. Your smile,
and Martin right here on Midday in the Morning. Shout out to Kmart, Kia Mark Martin, not the retail store. Kia Martin right here on Midday in the Morning. His rendition of Just the Way You Are. You are amazing, just the way you are. Right before that, yes, my son Isaiah released his first radio drop right here on Mommy's show. Tune in to Ms. J in the Morning. That's right, building a wealthy legacy right here, supporting all local artists, no matter how great or how small. Y'all know I'm going to put my baby on. Those of you who are tuned in, good morning. It's Ms. J in the Morning, and it's time for the Ms. J area code check-in, your opportunity to rep your city, another opportunity to make a fool of myself and get you to laughing. Let me clear my throat. Okay, that's for old school. If you ain't into the old school, that just went right over your head. But anyway, it's time for the Ms. J area code check-in. Let's see if I can get through this, y'all. Those of you who are called in, you dial 714-816-4743, and the contest is going great. We got some great music coming in for the Ms. J area code check-in. So I will be picking somebody really soon. It's just very difficult. I'm not a DJ as far as like a hip-hop artist and that type of thing. I ain't really got no flows, and y'all know that. But it's fun. I love it, and you do too, so we going to keep it pushing. Here we go. The Ms. J area code check-in. That wasn't a good start. Here we go. 416-416-4186. I think I already sent you. 903. I got you, boo. I got all of you. That's all I got. I can't do no more. All y'all that called in. Shout out to you too. 201, you just called in. I'm glad you made it in. But right here on Ms. J in the Morning, we're featuring all local artists. And I know I have some news lined up for y'all. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to open up the forum later on after the show. We can discuss it and we can talk about it on Facebook. But I don't want to miss not one artist that has given their music to me to play, that has done some awesome things around the world. So we're going to get right back into some music. Because that's how we do right here on Ms. J in the Morning. Shout out to everybody that is listening around the world. No matter how you're listening, those of you who are on your computer, shout out to my Macs and my PCs. My international baby, the Netherlands, are now checking in with Ms. J in the Morning. Yes, international baby, and I love it. We are working it. So here's O'Mobs. Watch me work.
What up, world? It's your boy O'Mobs, and you know I'm rocking with Ms. J in the Morning, and it's oh so priceless.
My company. Guys on me. Now I'm ready. It may rain, confetti. All I know how to be is me. Standing on top of shoulders of giants, so I can see. Haters wanna knock me down. They can't budge me, even if they hit like pocket. Steady enemy, how you like me now? This ain't season, no partner, this shit ring. As for me, I'm equipped with the body of armor. Now I'm legit, hey. Still in the game. On a different team. No Red Bull, my God, he got me wings. But I ain't even tripping though. Anointed, you can hear it every time I flow. Tired of dealing with these actors like movie roles. Got them all waiting on the hook like the roof.
Now watch me work. If you don't know how to do it, you can watch me work.
Now you see me work. Now it's time to go berserk. Cause everything I do it for him. Even 22 say I need more rain. Just call me unashamed. You don't need to know me. It's my father's name. Yahweh is a king, man. So I'm a prince. No purple rain. I'm blessed up. I got it all. No more robber from Peter to pay Paul. Simon says walk straight and don't fall. Peter said you were Christ's son of a living God. King Christ. The devil thought he had. Shut out the space cause his beat is kinda swag. Now you can dodge it. I hit the cat daddy. Praise God. I just wanna see you happy.
Now watch me work. Now watch me work.
is what I'm used to. Can't see it, I'm connected. Bluetooth. I'm all about his business. Discern real saints, scientists. But you can't smell a fake scientist. So I gotta point them out. Witness. The God I serve can't be copied. Fake rappers, chest out Abercrombie. Lately, hip hop been sloppy. So I gotta see these squares sloppy. Everything they said is fake. Swap me. That's why the enemy out trying to stop me. Can't stop the unstoppable. Moving through life like an obstacle. May run into a challenge inside though. God got me when I messed up.
Now watch me run. Now watch me run. Watch me run. If you don't know how to do it, you can watch me run.
Team Jesus stand up.
Now watch me run.
Fly Cole stand up.
Watch me run.
Priceless stand up.
If you don't know how to do it, you can watch me work.
I mean, watch me work. What does that mean? You may say. I mean, you can be working as long as God is in it. Let people watch you work.
If you don't know how to do it, you can watch me work.
Whether you're your job, whether you tweet, whether you're on Facebook, whatever you do,
right,
as long as God is in it, let them watch you.
If you don't know how to do it, you can watch me work.
Because they're watching you, they're watching him. Yeah.
Right.
So watch me work.
Now watch me work. Now watch me work. Watch me work. If you don't know how to do it, you can watch me work.
Watch me work.
Now watch me work. Watch me work. If you don't know how to do it, you can watch me work. Watch me work. Watch me work. Watch me work.
Hey, what's up? It's your boy Rod Ush out of Atlanta. And you're listening to Miss J in the Morning.
Yeah, it's a revolution. I'm changing the Constitution to no losing. Cause we're not losing anymore. We gotta keep moving. You can't stop this movement. Cause we're on another level, in another place and time. I'm on my grind, so I'ma hit the streets up like it's my last time. Living, living, living. I'ma hit the block up like it's my last time. Giving everything I have away, yeah. And I don't care if they say I'm not.
Another level, in another place and time, I'm on my grind, I'm on my grind.
one to give it. Oh, 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 oh. Oh, 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 oh. South Korea right here on Miss J in the morning. Another local artist out there in the ATL. Shout out to my bro, Sam Cole. Sam Collier doing it big, giving it his all. That's how you got to do it in life. I don't care if you ain't never had nothing in life, no matter what you have, give it your all. Put all of it into it, y'all. These local artists are trying so hard, but there are some out there that really ain't doing it. So even if you're out there and you're a local artist, you're doing the things that you need to do, make sure you operate in excellence. You don't have, people don't know that these people are just normal people still going to school, still working a 9-to-5 because they're giving the best quality ever. They're operating in excellence. That's how you have to do in life. What God are you representing? The God that I serve is an awesome and amazing God, and I want people to look at me and see him. That's what we're supposed to do. We're a light set up on a hill. We are the salt of the earth, meaning people are supposed to look up to us. Yes. We're supposed to add some flavor in it. When we step in the room, we set the tone. I talk about it on the show a lot, being the thermostat in life, not a thermometer. Those of you who are new to the show, you're wondering, what the heck does she mean when she say that? A thermometer adjusts to the temperature. You put it in hot water, it goes up. You put it in cold water, it goes down. The little liquid inside, the mercury, that's what happens in life. A lot of us are like thermometers. You get on Facebook, somebody say something, you get excited. You go, you're retweeting it, and you do it. Somebody say something else, you get mad, then you're trying to fuss them out, then you try to talk about them on your status and talk about them on Twitter so they won't see what you're talking about on Facebook or vice versa. Or then you text somebody about somebody else and what they had said on Facebook, and now you're all upset, and then when you see the person, you don't say nothing to them, and now you don't like them, and there's some beef. You're a thermometer. You need to be a thermostat. We were created to be thermostats. In life, the thermostat is what sets the temperature in the house. If you pay attention to your thermostat, a lot of times it's on the wall. It's hidden somewhere around the corner. Can't nobody really tell it's there. It blends in with the wall. Most of the time it's the same color. It don't make no noise when you're setting the temperature. Now, when your heat or your air comes on, you might hear the fan. But the thermostat does not make any noise, and that's how we need to be in life. You ain't got to tell everybody. You ain't got to go out there and shout out, you know what, I'm going to set the tone. You don't have to do all that. A lot of us super Christians got that issue, too. You got, I'm too blessed to be stressed, and we're going to talk about that on another show, how stupid we really look and sound. But just set the tone. When you step into a room, you ain't got to say nothing. You ain't got to open your mouth. I remember it was a time where I didn't even understand what it was. Sometimes you do that automatically. It's who you've been created to be. I remember I'd be out with my girls, and shout out to my homies in Atlanta. Those of you who know what MARTA is, it's the train transit system. MARTA, because it's SMARTA, is their slogan, and it ain't always SMARTA. But we would be on the train, and my girls and I would be sitting there having a conversation. It'd be these grimy-looking guys, like these roughnecks. I mean, not necessarily black men, just these roughnecks. A group of them had came on the train, and they were cussing, and they were talking about, yeah, this B that and F that. And they looked at us, and they said, we're sorry. We apologize. Excuse our language, ladies. And moved down the car, or actually moved to the next car. We didn't open our mouths. We didn't say, excuse me, I don't like that type of language. You don't need to be speaking like that. They noticed our presence and respected what we put out. We were young ladies. We were acting the way we're supposed to act in public, and they respected that. And that's how you set the tone. That's how you set the atmosphere, no matter how young or how old. You're supposed to demand respect in your life. Be a thermostat in life, not a thermometer. Shout out to all the local artists that were featured on today's show. Sam Collier, O-Mobs, Kia Martin, M. Michelle, I'm trying to think of all of them, Toya Nash, Markella Walker, all of you guys have been doing an awesome job worldwide right here on Miss J in the Morning. Those of you who are out there and you want your music to be featured on the show, all you have to do is email me, artist@MissJProductions.com, or you can send it to info@MissJProductions.com. Just make sure you submit all your stuff MP3 format. If you want more information about how you can get connected, become a supporter of the show, of the company, make sure you log on to MissJProductions.com. Become my friend on Facebook. Make sure if you're my friend, like my Facebook page. Follow me on Twitter. Shout out to my new subscribers on YouTube. I just released a new video, y'all. So you guys have been asking questions. You guys have been sending me emails, and I'm answering them to the best of my ability. So there's a new video posted entitled, I Am Not My Hair. Yes, a lot of y'all have been having issues about Ms. J's hair. So, yeah, I answered y'all. And let y'all know what's going down. Those of you who've never seen me don't know what I'm talking about. Just log on to YouTube. You can Google J Worldwide Live or Ms. J, M-I-Z-J, and you can find out. But, of course, if you're my friend on Facebook, if you go onto the website, all the links are there. Shout out to all my ladies. Pumps in the house. Hey, y'all want to know what that's about? It's a special group. A new international women's society going big across the world. New chapters are popping up all over the place. We got a new event coming up on May 19th in Northern California. Once again, making plans to be around the nation. So I want all the ladies to make sure you get connected. Pumps Live coming back to Ms. J Productions on blogtalkradio.com. So, everybody stay tuned, and we're at the end of the show. I know, isn't it bittersweet? Oh, funny how time flies when you're having fun, but it is great to know that I gave you a nugget, I gave you a tool, I gave you something to help you get going in your day. No matter what anyone says about you, no matter what anyone does to you, make a choice today to be positive in every way, no matter what you're going through, no matter the problem, the mess, the failure, the frustration is the fertilizer that's going to help you grow. Your failure is the fertilizer that's going to help you grow. It's getting you stronger. If God did it once, he can do it again. He can. He has the ability to. He wants to. Everything that you're going through is strength conditioning. It's easier done than said this year in your life. So we're going to leave out with Ty Tribbett, the same God. Right here on Ms. J in the Morning. I love y'all, and I look forward to hearing from you in the morning. Mwah.